Hi guys, now before we get into the meat of list building and freebies, you first need to get squared away with an email service provider. Your email service provider is going to be where you automate things like sending your subscribers their free download or cheat sheet, setting up automations and funnels when specific actions are taken by your subscribers, and even tagging your subscribers under certain categories to know how to market to them and sell to them most effectively. This is also where you'll be writing out and scheduling your weekly content for your subscribers. So I'll get more into this a little bit later, but first I'm going to give you some information about my two email service provider recommendations if you don't have one yet. Now, there are a ton of options to choose from. MailChimp, Entreport, Aweber, Infusionsoft, ConvertKit, and so many others. And if you are currently happy with the one that you are using, by all means, keep using it and you can totally skip this lesson. But if you are currently feeling like you don't know how to use it or you aren't getting the results that you want with it in terms of sales and actions taken by your subscribers, keep on watching. In my experience, the two easiest and most intuitive platforms are MailChimp and ConvertKit. So these are the two that I'm going to be talking about and comparing and contrasting for you guys so that you can make the best decision for you. So MailChimp. The pros of MailChimp are that it is free to start using until you have 2,000 subscribers. You can get a free trial. They have the email templates already ready for you to go, and it's really simple to drag and drop if you want to do things like add photos into your template. You can do A/B split testing. They do allow autoresponders, but that is only one of the paid features, and it is relatively easy and intuitive to learn if you aren't super tech savvy. The cons are that MailChimp doesn't have the landing page feature, which means just a simple opt-in page that you can set up straight from MailChimp. It doesn't have the capability to deliver a lead magnet in the form of an attachment, and it doesn't have a shopping cart feature. And this is just my own personal opinion here, but one of the cons I think about MailChimp is that the template doesn't look super professional. When I get an email that I know that is from MailChimp, it looks just a little bit more amateur. But some people really prefer the look of it, and they are definitely easier to customize. Now, ConvertKit is my email platform of choice, and the pros are that it's easy to use and intuitive. It's actually going to be the main one that I am doing my tutorials in throughout this course. They do offer a free 30-day trial, and the link for that is below this video if you want to try it out before you decide. They do offer autoresponders. ConvertKit also allows for the landing page option. They have opt-in customization, A/B split testing. You can personalize the look of your emails. It is a little bit harder, but you can do things like add in a photo header and things like that. And ConvertKit generally has better open rates. And I honestly think that's because of the fact that the template doesn't set off spam filters as much as in MailChimp. The cons, like I said, are that it's not as easy to create an email template with ConvertKit. You can still do it, but you have to know a little bit about coding. There is no shopping cart option. However, it does integrate really well with things like Teachable and Stripe, and it is a little bit more expensive than MailChimp. So after your first free month, it's going to be $29 a month for up to 1,000 subscribers. Like I already said, my pick is definitely ConvertKit. I've tried ConvertKit and MailChimp, and I honestly just think ConvertKit is a lot easier to use and more intuitive. I like how it looks. It's easy to customize. It has really, really good deliverability. You can set up things like sequences, automations, and tags. I'm going to talk about all of these and show you how to do it later on in the course. And you guys, even if you don't sell online courses, ConvertKit, like I said, really easily integrates with other payment methods like Stripe. So once somebody purchases anything from you, say a coaching package or something similar, you can tag them as a client inside ConvertKit and even automatically send their intake forms and things like that. P.S. If you are considering switching from MailChimp or any other platform to ConvertKit, it's actually really quite easy to do, so don't be scared if you're thinking of doing that, and ConvertKit support is also very helpful. Again, there's a link below for a free 30-day trial, and just FYI, it is an affiliate link, but if you guys are happy with MailChimp, totally stick with that. You don't need to reinvent the wheel and make this more difficult for you if you're happy where you're at. Okay. This was a short lesson, but the action item for this lesson is to choose an email marketing platform that you want to go with and move on to the next lesson once you're ready.